So we just went over each and every one of the chakras. We talked about how important they were, what they were important for, what element they were associated with, what color they were associated with, what we could do to recalibrate them using movement and the element that they're associated with. And we also talked about affirmation statements. But let's just say that you're not in the place where you want to go ahead and really think about which chakra you specifically want to work on. If you want to work on all your chakras, generally speaking, one of the simplest ways of realigning them is just to spend more time outdoors in nature. You saw that so many, or rather heard, so many of the chakras were associated with an element like earth, fire, lights, and they're all nature. And so sitting in the grass, walking barefoot, just sitting in the sun are wonderful ways that lead to feeling more connected while taking in nature's healing energies. This will also help to keep you create a more grounded energy, which in turn, remember, is your root, which will help spiral up into the rest of your chakras and bring more peace into your life. Another way you can really work on your overall chakra health is by practicing creative visualization. And what I mean by this is to really just sit there, sit still, and try to release any images that may be negative in your mind. And then I want you to replace them with beautiful images of love and nature and beauty and happiness and joy and laughter. And just sit in those visualizations for a moment. It's just a really great way of redirecting that energy that may be stagnant or blocking and really going ahead and getting it elevated and vibing at a higher frequency. And then, of course, you can always do chakra meditations. Now, I like to do a guided chakra meditation in person at a studio locally here in Houston. It's just nice to be in a vibe with other people. But sometimes when I can't be there, I'll do a meditation on my own. I'm going to go ahead and do a guided meditation for you guys in the live call, like I said, and also one that you guys can keep on your own or for yourself to use whenever you want. But once you get to a point where you no longer need to hear a guided meditation, you can literally just sit there with your eyes closed and start at your root chakra. Think of that wonderful red light. Think of that little circle spinning, and you're going to go ahead and enlarge it, let it encompass you, and then you're slowly going to move up to your sacral chakra, go to that orange light, and then yellow, and you can mentally just do this, and you can do this multiple times a day, just recalibrating your energies, moving from your root all the way up to your crown, and just allowing that white light at the end to overtake your body, and really physically feeling like your vibe is increasing, your energy is increasing, so that you can go ahead and give off the right vibe. You're transmitting and emitting the right vibe, which further then allows you to receive at that vibe. Lastly, one of my favorite ways to recalibrate my chakras in the simplest way is from gratitude. And oftentimes when I feel like my vibe is a little off, my energy is a little off, I will sit there and recount all the things that I'm grateful for. You don't have to write them down. You can literally just do them mentally. And just the act of being in gratitude and thinking of gratitude elevates your vibe. It's actually scientifically known that it totally changes your energy level within your body. And so that in itself gets your chakras realigning and spinning at the level that they need to spin. So that's like the easiest, simplest thing that you can do. And of course, I'm always going to bring up breath work and yoga because I just think that it's so phenomenal for your body. You don't even realize that you're recalibrating chakras while you're in your practice. So really using your breath and using the asanas that I went ahead and detailed in each of the chakras, go ahead and make yoga and breath work a part of your daily practice. That movement in itself is going to kind of keep you a little bit more steady, grounded, and allow you to really reconnect with yourself. I hope that you all enjoyed this month's modules. Next month, we'll be talking about intuitive eating and talking about eating using Ayurvedics. And we're actually going to have an expert lead us through the module, which is going to be really great. The modules are going to consist of question and answers that we're going to be asking her. And then she's going to be on the live call to answer any questions that you might have. So for next month, please try to do the modules within the first week, because we're going to have the call earlier in the month by the 7th, because spring is March 21st, or the first day of spring. And Ayurvedically, it is a really great time to reset your body using nutrition. So if you really want to make the most of next month, try to do March's modules within the first week. It's going to be really great. And then come onto the live call earlier in the month so that you can go ahead and really implement some of the Ayurvedics and ask Sarah all of the questions that you would like. Cheers, guys. Have a wonderful February.